At 1 p.m. with Martin Kilcoyne doing the play-by-play. Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you have opioid-induced constipation? MedX Healthcare Research is conducting a research study for people with constipation caused by a strong pain medication such as an opiate or narcotic. All qualified participants in the study will receive the study medication, plus all study-related care and procedures at no cost. Compensation for participation may be available. If you have constipation caused by a pain medication and are interested in learning more about this study, please call 866-713-5355. That number again is 866-713-5355 or visit us online at medxhealth.net.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Giving chocolates for Valentine's Day is a given, but what kind? Russell Stover is America's favorite heart box. Give her what she's hoping to get. Give her Russell Stover.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep.
Well, just when I thought,
just direct your feet.
I heard about every kind of commercial you could hear. I see now we're running opiate-induced constipation commercials. We're even running them twice in the same break.
And that happy.
Well, I say, thank goodness for it.
But if you do have that problem, and it's
thank goodness for it.
Yes.
We'll take the business.
Darn right.
I didn't know there was enough of a problem with opiate-induced constipation to condone a mass solicitation, but apparently there is. What a day.
This rover. Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Yeah, well, really? You think so, Mike? Maybe I will sell it someplace else. Oh, I don't know. How about an FM station? Maybe we'll go there and sell our crazy.
Hey, your mic's on.
What?
Your microphone's on.
Oh, man, you should have told me that. You know, I know it's bumping 50 degrees right now, but here's the good news, folks. For you people who are bummed out, it's starting to get a little warm. Snow tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Thank goodness.
Maybe 2 inches of snow tomorrow to get things back to what you used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then but I'll tell you what, it's still, I'll take 2 inches of snow. I'll take 1 to 3 is what they're calling for, but I'll take that over what New York and the East Coast
the
is
ice.
Getting hit with.
Yeah.
Oh,
Dan,
no.
show them 2 inches. That's not that much. Sure.
There you go.
There's 2 inches right there.
Yeah, that's half of
as
it.
As displayed by Dan Levi Strauss.
The ice is down south, I think.
Georgia.
Like
and
a foot of snow.
How about this? Atlanta has been called, it's not really the official slogan, but it's been called the city in the forest, meaning it's a town with lots of trees. They say they could lose a fourth of all the trees in Atlanta to this ice.
Wow.
Mm.
By destruction and damage done to the trees. Now,
wow.
I think that's an extreme, you know, that's the worst case scenario. But man, that ice deal, I'm with Dan. I'd take a foot and a half of snow. Let me give you an idea what that looks like. Hang on here. Here's half of that right there. Half a foot and a half. I'll take that any day over the ice. The ice is a mess. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Valentine's Eve edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We're cut short today. Don't shoot the messenger. Don't be mad at us. It's Mizzou basketball. But we will be here till 5:30. We will get the joke in. And I'm going to tell you something. The great thing about not preparing a show, which we're notorious for, is that had I prepared a show, I wouldn't be able to come on and do what we're going to do today. And that is talk about the news that came out this morning about Facebook's new choices for gender identity. In other words, when you have a Facebook page, you identify yourself as, well, there was a time when there was just male and female. I don't know if you remember those days or not.
Yeah, those were the good old days.
Yeah, well, now they've announced they have over 50, that's 50 gender choices.
Whoa.
And I
50?
Yeah, so when I saw that, I just thought, all right, I give up. I mean, what in the world is going on? So I found them. It took me several tries in different sites, but I found the list from Facebook of the 50 choice. And we're going to go over them. You are not going to believe this, and you're not even going to understand what they are, because I don't. And I even tried to go and look up what some of them meant, and I'm even more confused. So we're going to do that.
Hmm.
We're going to have Joe Hipperson today. We're supposed to have, because he wasn't able to be with
us. Yes, he will be with us.
All right, just confirmed, just now. You heard it live. Dan Strauss confirming Joe Hipperson will be with us. The first thing I want to do, though, and then we're going to get down to it, and we're going to get into this gender choice thing. I want to mention, only because it is coming up Tuesday, and because they do fill them up, and I don't want you to try to get in and not be able to get in, because you need to make a reservation. And that's the and these things are so popular because knee replacement is such a big deal and something a lot of people like to avoid. There is an alternative to knee replacement seminar, another one. There have been many. And that's why they keep doing them, because people really, really want to know about this 87% success rate of alternative to knee replacement program. And this is a... This is a new one available for the first time in St. Louis, and the seminar is at Spazio, which is right around the corner. It's a Westport complex place on Lackland.
Yeah, the Comfort Inn is right there.
Yeah, right there at the Comfort Inn. Yeah. And by the way, all that's on their website I'm about to give you. But what you hear, it's Tuesday at noon. I want you to know that. Noon at Tuesday, and there's lunch, real lunch. Folks, APG, Associated Physicians Group, the first class credible operation with some highly skilled people, and this alternative to knee replacement has become so big for them. So if you want to go, you need to make a reservation. The number to call, all of the stuff you need to know, is at their website, apgpain.com, apgpain.com. If you're in the car right now and you want to just call now and make yourself a reservation, here, 866-915-9022. 866-915-9022 or apgpain.com. All right, let's we do the Burke segment, and I'll get into this gender thing. Do we have any Burke segment?
I do.
No.
Well, that didn't take long. He jumped right in there. Here's Dan Strauss, everybody. What do you have?
I went to get, and I do this a lot, I get a pedicure. I went and got a pedicure.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. And I love, absolutely love pedicures, because we had a package on one of our trips in Jamaica when they included a manicure and a pedicure. So we all went, a lot of guys went, and we ended up getting a manicure and a pedicure, and I fell in love.
That was my one and only time.
I fell in love with having the pedicure.
Let me stop you, because what Peon just said is interesting to me. Why did you never do it again, Peon?
I don't know.
You didn't like it?
I mean, it was okay. It's just not something that I need to
do. See, that's odd, because most men that I've heard, and I've never had one, most men I see who had a pedicure, they loved it.
Oh, yeah.
So you're kind of the odd guy here.
I guess so.
Go ahead, Dan.
I love it. So I went in today.
Maybe Peon is not comfortable with his sexuality. Maybe he's questioning. Maybe he liked it, and he's fighting that he liked it. Maybe thinking that means he's not quite all man or something.
I prefer chewing on my nails.
Maybe.
Toenails?
No, not the toenails.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Dan.
Maybe when we get into this gender thing with Facebook, Peon can
pick one. Maybe he'll finally find his identity.
Yeah.
So I go there, and I wanted to get a pedicure for the trip, so my toenails look very nice on the
trip. See, that's thoughtful of others.
Yes,
what you're doing is thinking about, you don't want other people looking down going, gross.
Oh,
guys' feet.
And they will.
Especially Dan's feet.
Yeah, my big toes are very strange because I've had surgery on both of them. So.
And now you got a broken toe.
Yes, so I have a broken toe. So I go in and I tell the lady, who speaks very little English.
Did she know you were famous?
They're all Vietnamese. I don't think so.
Probably not.
No. No, so I went in and I told her, I said, I want a pedicure, and I said, I broke my little toe right here, and I said, do you understand that? I broke my toe, just trim it, and she says, okay, just trim. So,
man, that's good Vietnamese.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's good.
As opposed to what? What do they do besides trimming?
As opposed to hitting it with a hammer?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they file, and they do some other things, too, with it. They file.
So you didn't want any of that?
No, I not on that toe. And then they do some other things, too, and they massage your feet and stuff, and they put some stuff on the bottom and put some stuff on the top. And
sounds relaxing.
Oh, it is very relaxing. It's an ordeal. But so I had to stop her like three or four times because she was like, I guess she just forgot, and she just starts getting into her craft, and then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, 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 and she goes, sorry. And she just looks up and says, sorry.
Do that again with a Vietnamese accent.
Whoa, sorry.
Wow. That's so good.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you've been to Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then after a while, there are other people that work there in there, and then they start, and you know that they're talking about you. She just looks down and she goes, and then there's a guy over working on some other lady's feet, and he's giving her a pedicure.
He comes over to look at your foot, too?
No, he didn't come over to look, but he sits there, and they don't look at each other when they talk. It's really weird. And he just goes, and then this lady that works there, she walks by, and she's going, then they all get up and walk in the back.
Talking about you.
And my lady, the lady that she's still sitting there with me, and she's just talking like, and then they come out and they go, then they start laughing. And I'm like, you're talking about me. I know you're talking about my feet.
Was your zipper down or something? Maybe they saw your wiener.
No. Oh, well, you know what? That could be.
But that was it.
I don't know. But it just cracks me up that they do that. And
what
it's
if
like,
you had said, hey, I know what you're saying.
Oh, man. That was a Seinfeld.
And then if they had a look, then you know. Even though you didn't really know what they were saying, you got them.
I
speak fluent Vietnamese. I know exactly what you people just said.
I know exactly what you said.
You need to learn Vietnamese just so you can find out what they're saying.
You know what you need to learn in Vietnamese? This expression. And you can do this online. Learn how to say, by the way, I speak Vietnamese, and I know what you said. That's you need to know how to say in Vietnamese. I know what you just said.
Isn't there an app on your phone where you can just have it out in the open? And
it'll not only print it out for you, it'll say it for you. And all you have to do is memorize it. And you say to them, and this is not exactly, obviously, this is not Vietnamese, but if you said, which would mean, hey, I speak Vietnamese, and I know what you said.
Yeah.
Watch the expression on their faces. Got them.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do that next time.
That's a good one.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to try that. Because it's happened other places. I've gone to different other places
before.
Well,
Ben, what does that tell you? If everywhere you go, they gather in a group and laugh at you.
It's all Vietnamese.
Well, maybe not. Maybe other people are laughing at you.
They could be, too.
They just aren't as open about it because they can't disguise it with another language. Maybe there's something about you that people just find funny. That's not so bad. People like to laugh. And even if they're laughing at you and your goofy face, so what? You're making them laugh.
Yeah. I say bravo.
Bravo to anyone who makes the world smile.
Well, it could be. You have interesting toes, so it may just be that.
They could. Because I told her, I said, you have safety goggles because the big toes are going to go shooting all over the place once you clip those babies.
But, that's what I'd have to say to a gal if she gave me a massage.
What's that? Safety goggles?
Your safety goggles.
Yeah.
Something's going to go shooting all over the place.
There was a video like that. I don't know if you've seen that before.
I don't see those videos.
Though. Oh, man. Okay, that was...
Now, Dan, it's possible. This is possible. It's possible that when they said, ding, ding, that what she says is, this guy is on the radio, and he's hysterical. And then the other person said, which says, oh, yeah? Like, what did he say that was so funny? And then she says, one time he did this thing on The Wizard of Oz when he said, and she quotes you, and they all go, they're laughing because you're so funny on the air. That could be what she said. She's passing along what you did on the radio that's so funny.
You know what? That explains the guy.
The guy
turned around and looked at me and kind of pointed and went,
which means, hey, that's Dan Strauss.
Like that.
He's on the Big 550.
Yeah.
I bet you that's it.
Oh.
They were laughing at how funny you are.
Something that we've done.
Yeah, not making fun of you at all. It's something you did on the air.
Oh, okay. I feel better.
Yeah.
All right,
I wonder what they'd listen to on the radio. And, like, you know, all the.
Well, I know the Bosnian community actually has either a station or a show on a station here in St. Louis. It's a big Bosnian community. But that's a great question. If you're here and you're from Vietnam and you barely speak, what do you listen to? I know that we have a friend who's Hispanic, and she's very Hispanic. She speaks English pretty well. She listens to soft rock because she says... She can understand the words, and it helps her learn English.
Oh, yeah.
She helps her. by listening to soft rock.
Those that Russian did you see that Russian choir? They were on the other morning on the Today Show. And they
the men,
did that.
The men?
Yes.
The Daft Punk thing?
Yeah.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that.
And by the way, they don't speak English, but
no,
they had it down.
They had it down, and that's what a lot of people from another country that don't speak English
they
at all will
phonetically.
Listen. Yeah, they'll listen to the music, and
right.
They can sing.
They don't have a clue what they're saying.
No.
But they get it. Now, that's... speaking of that... go ahead, finish your Berkshire.
No, that was it. I was finished. Twing, 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 twing.
That was right. It. Now that was a little.
I was just saying
there.
I'm finished.
Oh, okay, it's getting me.
Yes.
Peon, do you have anything?
I do not.
All right, let's shut her down. Berk's segment is officially closed. We're going to get into this gender choice thing. It's unbelievable. You're going to love this. But when Dan mentioned the Russian singers, I've said before, I don't really care much for watching figure skating, because it's kind of all the same to me. They'll twirl, and they'll do that thing where they spin real, real, real fast, where most of us would be sick and throwing up when we stop spinning, and
right.
They come out of it, and whew, you know, no, not even affected. And then there's always the throw up in the air and catch them. I'm going to tell you something. Last night, I watched two Russian couples and a Chinese couple. I couldn't believe that I couldn't stop watching it, because normally I don't like this. These people were unbelievable. I have never seen skating like that.
Oh, the ice dancing,
and
man,
what they
incredible.
Did was almost humanly impossible. These guys threw these chicks up in the air. They did a triple spin. Their bodies revolved.
Oh, yeah, cut,
and they caught them.
Yeah.
And then when they caught them, they were in the perfect position to just whoosh, glide on out into the next part of the routine. It was beyond belief what I saw. I don't even know how that's humanly possible. Or for a guy to be skating on one foot. Now, he's got one leg up, and he's on one foot holding her with one hand above his head. So you've got the weightlifting that's necessary, the strength. You have the balance that you, incredible balance to stay on one skate, and then the ankle support. You got to have the strongest ankles in the world to be on a blade on one foot holding a gal above your head. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And this is the first time ever that I've watched figure skating and thought, okay, I get it. Now I get why these people are world champions. It's incredible to me. I you wouldn't think the human body could do it. And if you look at these guys, normally, if I look at a guy and somebody says, you know, he can hold a woman over his head with one hand, I expect the guy to look like the Hulk or something. No. These little dainty little skating guys, they don't look that strong.
All the girls are tiny, though, too.
Yeah,
most of them are.
But they're strong.
Yeah.
They're real strong. It's amazing. It really is. I really enjoyed the figure skating thing last night. All right, we're going to check in with John Londoff, and we're on a short leash today, so I'm sure he'll understand why we may have to abbreviate it a little, because when we're finished, we're going to get into this gender selection.
Hold on, come here, Debbie.
Uh-oh.
Short leash.
Here it goes. Here we go.
I got your short leash.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I know Debbie Johns, the business manager at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Debbie, Deborah, say hi to the AM and the PM crowd.
The AM, or should I say PM to the AM?
No, why, Jebby, why would you do that? Why would you mess up our slogan?
Yeah.
That would be like me taking the Londoff slogan and go, hey, I own lots of my building. That, you know, that doesn't make sense.
Hey,
Debbie, how, Debbie,
good.
Somebody
write that down. Frank actually came up with something pretty good just now.
Well, yep. he's been on me. He's been brutal to me. He's been mean to me for like 2 weeks.
I am not. Hey, how does it feel? Huh?
Wow.
It feels good. I like it.
Debbie, how long have you been with the organization?
17 glorious years.
Woo!
Wow.
17 years. That's exactly, that's almost exactly how long we've been here. In July, it'll be 17 years for us.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic.
No, it's not, actually. But
and,
it's just a fact.
Debbie, what did you just give to me and put on my desk?
Our invoice?
Well-deserved payroll.
Did you hear what was that again?
Well-deserved payroll.
You're so true. Yeah, she just brought the payroll that I get to sign now.
So do you sign individually every check?
Yes.
How many checks are there? Like 100 and something?
Yeah, a lot.
Wow.
A lot.
Now, let me ask you a question. Why do you do that? Because a lot of companies, it's just an electronically generated
paper. A rubber
scale. You know, after being on the show with you all these years, I like to torture myself.
Well, I would think being here would be enough.
I just like looking at everything, taking a peek and writing little notes on the checks.
I'm paying him that much? Yeah. What?
What?
You go, I'm paying him that much? Wait a minute.
No, it's okay. We treat the team at Jenny Lundup Chevrolet fair, and they give back a lot of love. They give back a lot. Don't they, Deb?
I'm feeling the love. I'm feeling it.
All right, Deb. Thanks, hon.
Bye.
Bye. Deb's going back to work, if that's okay. So what do you guys think, huh? Signing every check. But for us to be able to sign those checks.
I used to really like...
Oh, sorry, cut me off. Go ahead.
No, I will cut you off. I used to like when I got a check handed to me by my boss and he had signed it. I used to really like that.
Was it, he or she?
It's been both over the years. But it's a more personal than just a direct deposit of something into an account or electronically. And I understand, I get it, but it was nice. I liked seeing where the boss had signed, and that every time he did it, it was like his sort of stamp of approval for what I was doing. I like that.
Well, you know, really, in a real sense, I sign a portion of your paycheck every month when I...
John, you don't have to remind
check,
me of that.
I know how I get paid.
I know, and the listeners know how I get paid. Uh-huh. I get paid directly from
you. So, if I start writing a little love note on the memo section of that?
No, I would not see that. The check goes to the station, and then it goes into my account, so I don't actually see it, but I know where the money comes from.
Would you like to see a check?
No. I know how my bread is buttered.
Hey, Frank, thank you very much for all you do for me. Love, Johnny.
You know how you thank me? By staying on the air. That's how you thank me.
For how much longer? Another 10, 15 minutes?
Today? Not today. Wow. No, not today. Certainly not today, because we're up against it today.
Oh, sure.
But hopefully for another, as long as I do this, let's put it there, as long as I continue to do this, I would like to think you'll be part of it.
We've had to move everything around today. We're off early for Mizzou basketball.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, don't interrupt us, okay? We're trying to get on the roll here real quick,
Dan.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
I'm sorry.
Let me tell you one thing. You guys have a great time in Mexico. We'll be missing you and thinking about you because the weather's going to be gorgeous here next week.
Is it?
Way.
It's snowing tomorrow.
It's just a little snow. What's an inch? We've had 40, I think.
What's an inch? I'll tell you what an inch is. Here's twice an inch. Show them, Dan. Two inches. Show them.
Oh.
There's two right there.
How about that?
that's affected.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm trying to be serious about wishing you guys all a great trip.
Now, we know that.
Frank, what will you drink the most of there? Beer? Drink a lot of beer?
Club soda. No, I do not. I'm not a big drinker. I'll drink mostly club soda.
You drink. I've been out with you before.
You've been out with me and seen me. And how many drinks have you seen me have?
Well, we probably knock out a bottle of wine or two.
No, we don't knock out a bottle. You order the bottle. And as a courtesy and to be, a nice guy, not look like a jerk, I'll have them pour me some. But you've never seen me.
Pour you some.
You've never seen me have three drinks.
Yeah, I mean.
Rarely two.
You take your spoon, you tap of the wine glass. Hey, come here, pour some more wine in my glass.
I've never done that.
You've thought about it.
Never done it. I just have never cared to be much of a drinker. I don't like the taste of most alcohol, and the only three times in my entire life that I was intoxicated, I did not enjoy it. Three times, that's it, in my whole life, and I didn't like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But you've been a little loopy around me.
Well, I'm loopy without alcohol.
Intoxicated, but I mean, you've been, you know...
That's a whole different deal. I know that I'm a weirdo. No, I know I'm a weirdo, and I know that I'm...
I didn't say weirdo. No,
I did. I did.
A little loopy. You're
no,
fun.
I did. I'm
You're
an
fun.
Odd. I'm an odd person.
Yeah, you know, like on the show when someone is going on and on and on, you got kind of cut them off or something like me all the time.
It's just like
when we're out and you're like, okay, one more joke, and you ever see Mimi and I go, thank God.
No, hang on here. Hold on.
One more story, but
I don't tell jokes. I don't sit down and go, okay, everybody.
I tell stories.
Yeah. And I didn't realize till now that you didn't like my stories and that I overtold stories.
I can tell you this much.
I'll dial that back.
I need you to stop after a while because my stomach hurts and my jaw, my temples from laughing. You're funny. You make me laugh.
See,
you're
what
a great
see
story.
What, see what
the
does.
Greatest storyteller I know, and
see
I love
does.
Listening
see
to
how
stories.
He, see how he backpedals? He said while
I did
ago,
not backpedal.
I'm talking, and he's thinking, oh, thank God it's over and he's done, and now he tries to spin it so that the reason he's glad it's over is he's tired of so much pleasure and enjoyment and laughter.
I mean, you've seen me a man.
That's like, brilliant. No, that was brilliant. That was well done. Well done. Well done. Right.
Well done, sir.
Let's talk about, first of all, great day today. Thank you. Some AM and the PM crowd have been in today buying cars and trucks. The sun's out. The snow's melting. We have been packed. Again, the Internet's the best way to start the process and even finish the process at LawnDuff.com. But let's talk about service. Service and parts. Bruce Weiner. Mr. Ken Lutz of 22 years, just retired. Big, handsome Bruce Weiner is running both departments for us with a great team with Billy Lee and his crew and a bunch of great guys in the parts department.
Ken, he's think no about- Klutz Lutz, and Bruce, no one finer, Weiner.
Wow.
Thank you.
Dan, do you laugh at everything Frank says?
No.
It's in his contract.
Place then at LawnDuff.com. You can even schedule your service part service appointment, and we have courtesy loaner vehicles on hand at all time for our great customers. So even though service and parts is packed, it's very, very busy, just wanted to reach out and talk about what a great job they do, because you know what? Sure, we always have our arms open for you when you buy a car, truck, new or used, but we also want to know that you know that the service department also has the arms open. It's great.
Whether you're a kid, a dad, or a mom, get it all started at LawnDuff.com.
Wow.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
That was great. You see how he did that?
Just boom, great. Just like that. Just off, right, boom, off the cuff. Yeah.
Just how he did that? That's
no,
great.
See what he did there.
I see what he's doing.
See what he did.
He found something that I didn't even do today.
Well, you're not done yet. I guarantee on the way home, and I'm listening on the way.
You'll hear it. Yeah, you'll hear it.
I hope so.
Yeah, you will.
You know, but again, we'll stay here as late as the awesome AM and the PM crowd will keep us. Beautiful Mary Ryan answering the phone. She's at the switchboard. Got her hair done the other day. She looks gorgeous, but even sounds sweeter on the phone. Oregon, LawnDuff.com. Get it all started with Chip Unterberg and Dave Bell and Dale Riley and the other crew in the Internet department. So, Frank?
Yeah?
You packed some sunscreen?
Well, I don't pack.
Your wife packed?
She packed it, yeah.
Yep. You don't look at anything.
I do
not. You
don't
look at anything to where, I mean, do you at least unpack?
No. When we get to the room, she unpacks and puts everything in drawers in the bathroom.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Are you, like, standing around watching?
He's at the pool.
No, he's at the pool looking at chicks.
No, you know, the first thing I do when I check in the hotel room, I grab the remote and make sure the TV works. Because when I want to watch the news, and I want to make sure I got TV. And while I'm doing that and looking out the window and kind of checking out the pool or the beach, out the window or out the balcony, she's putting things away, as she should be.
You stay here.
I'm going to go down and eat. You keep unpacking. And when I get back, I want everything where it should be. And she says, yes, master.
Yeah. And you put those mints on the pillow.
At least it sounds like that. She's either saying, yes, bastard, or yes, master.
Yeah. I bet you absolutely pack yourself. You probably pack her.
No.
You carry all the luggage. I know you were not going to pay someone to carry it for you.
I used to pack her in the early days.
Yeah. That's been over a long time.
That was when the marriage was young.
40 years ago.
Oh, that was funny.
Thank you.
That was funny.
Thank you.
I see how you did that. But, all right.
What you did there. You're still getting it wrong.
Yeah. Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
And to say that we're going to miss you next week.
It'll go quickly. Time
would be an understatement.
Be gone before you know it. We'll be back.
Okay.
Thank you for the well wishes. And
we're gonna really miss you.
And I will be reminding the listeners who are with us when they get back if they need vehicles where to go. And you'll
really gonna miss you.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim.
Wow.
Really gonna miss you. So, did you already tape some of those spots that are gonna run next week?
I will do that as soon as this show's over.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, have a great safe trip, and then we'll talk to you in a little over a week.
That's right. Thank you, John.
All right, thanks, Frank. Bye-bye. See you, kids. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye. He didn't mean it. He didn't mean have a nice. He wants us to have a miserable trip.
I know.
He does. That was John Londoff, who has now made it clear that he does not like my stories, and he doesn't like when I see what I did there. He's all of a sudden just picking on stuff. I don't. Maybe we're in some trouble. Maybe
I don't think so. I think he just decided.
Maybe he's decided to give his live commercials to Ed Goodman or somebody.
Who's that?
I don't know. All right, we come back. We'll get into this gender thing. Facebook now says it's just not right to make people specify that they're just male or female or even transgender. So they have over 50 gender choice elections. This will blow you away. Wow, what a world we live in. Don't go away. Big 550 KTRS.
Meep, meep.
Let's see how the roads look right now and check in with Tim Weiland. Tim?
All right, Dan, we just got a new report of an accident on Chambers Road at West Florissant. They've been working since about 2 o'clock in the morning on this eastbound 44 accident. It's about a mile before 141. The right lane is blocked. Traffic is just backed up a little bit as you come your way in from Antire Road. On eastbound 270 after Bell Fountain, you've got the right lane closed. Emergency vehicles there for some incident. And a stall on eastbound 70 after Bryan Road. And this traffic report is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. The cold weather can really do a number on your battery. Head to Advance Auto Parts and they'll test your battery for free. Advance Auto Parts. That's a look at from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Razorbacks versus the Tigers.
Throws it back middle for Clark. Right side, Brown. Clark, top of the key. Left side, Ross. Ross looks inside. Now lofts a three. Makes it. Missouri pulls within one.
Today, the Arkansas Razorbacks invade Mizzou Arena to take on our Mizzou Tiger basketball team. Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are our Mizzou.
Are you suffering with your dentures? Are you suffering from not being able to eat what you want? Well, we have a solution. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. He is fully certified, trained, and an expert in dental implants. He can take your existing dentures and turn them into new implants, and you'll be able to eat anything you want. The results are truly amazing. He can take your existing dentures or he can start fresh. Either way, people are able to eat corn on the cob. They're able to eat their favorite steak. And they're actually able to enjoy their life again. Dental implants is the way to go, and you want to go with somebody you can trust. And you can trust Dr. Bowen. He's been an expert in this 4 years. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. Even if you're looking for a second opinion, call Dr. Bowen. He'll be happy to give you a free consultation. Dr. Bowen and dental implants for your existing dentures or from scratch. Dr. Bowen Dental Care or BowenDentalCare.com.
France, 1793. While Augustin Dupré was awaiting execution by guillotine, he took from his pocket a prized possession, an angel coin. He rubbed it for good luck and said a prayer. At that very moment, a sudden lightning storm frightened the crowd and the execution was postponed. Dupré was later pardoned and attributed his miraculous survival to the angel coin. For centuries, angel coins have been the center of countless good luck stories. And now good luck is yours. In a world first, Govmint.com is releasing magnificent 1 ounce pure silver angel coins at an historic low and surprisingly affordable price. These dazzling silver angel coins are only available on a first-come, first-served basis, so call immediately. 1-800-600-0438. These 2014 angels are legal tender and 1 ounce of pure silver. Minted in London, England, they magnificently depict St. Michael slaying a fire-breathing dragon with Queen Elizabeth on the reverse. Lock in your historic low price. 1-800-600-0438. 1-800-600-0438.
It is a biting, sharp, fiercely funny play about a young novelist returning home at holiday time to talk about the story she's written about her family, which is not easy sledding.
Stephen Wolf, artistic director at The Rep, discussing Other Desert Cities.
This play, Other Desert Cities, was heralded as the best new play by the New York Times last year. The story implicates the family and tells some family secrets. Secrets don't necessarily play well with all of the family.
Things get bumpy when a promising young novelist returns home to get her family's approval of her newest work. Politics, lies, and regrets collide in this Pulitzer Prize-nominated play.
It is a powerhouse play, a powerful story, strong family emotions. It is full of wit. It is clever. It's funny. It is unforgettable. It's powerful theater.
The Repertory Theater of St. Louis. For tickets to other desert cities playing February 12th through March 9th, call 968-4925 or visit repstl.org.
American Eagle Credit Union is turning 75 this year, and they want to thank their members with a year-long celebration, including special drawings, special rates, and special events. Visit ameaglescu.org to find the current anniversary specials and branch nearest you. Keep in mind, every member is a winner with their free checking, low rates on loans, great rates on savings, plus access to over 200 free ATM machines in the area. Proudly serving the St. Louis metro area for 75 years, ameaglescu.org.
Membership eligibility and account approval required.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors. And now you can save even more. Hurry, sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. This week on Investing in Real Estate, I'm going to interview experts on buying notes. Mr. Landlord, I'm managing your properties, buying without the use of your own money, buying multifamily units, collecting the rent, and a lot more. The show will be heard this Saturday at 6 p.m. That's right. Investing in Real Estate is this Saturday at 6 p.m. Remember the Investors Expo is coming up March 1st and 2nd, but join me this Saturday at 6 p.m. for Investing in Real Estate. That's Investing in Real Estate this Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby.
All right, let's jump into this, and we'll continue this after the 4 o'clock news, and then at 4:30 or so, Joe Hipperson's going to join us. The news came out this morning. I will read you the press release from Facebook. It says, you don't have to just be male or female on Facebook anymore. Well, thank goodness. The social media giant is adding a customizable option with about 50 different terms that people can use. And by the way, you heard me right, 50. Different terms people can use to identify their gender, as well as three preferred pronoun choices, him, her, or them. Facebook said the changes, shared with the Associated Press before the launch today, initially cover the company's 159 million monthly users in the United States and are aimed at giving people more choices in how they describe themselves, such as androgynous, bigender, intersex, gender fluid, or transsexual. Now, I have the list. It's 56 choices. Now, I don't have a Facebook page, but Peon does. Dan, do you have a page?
Yes, okay. I do.
Now, on there, I guess somewhere, do you identify yourself as male or something?
I guess. I don't even remember.
It's been so long since.
Probably you do. Okay. I'm gonna read you this list, and then I'm gonna stop early into it because I'm gonna throw some terms that you have no idea what they mean, and I didn't either. And I'll get to why that's important because I went and I did a little digging. Let's start with they're alphabetical. So when you go on Facebook, here are the choices you have in terms of how to identify your gender. First is agender, A-G-E-N-D-E-R. I have no idea what that means. Androgen, and then the third is androgynous. Obviously, there's a difference. Bigender. Well, I'm bi. Hi, my name is Frank. I'm someone on birthday, and I like to play a little tennis. I'm not very good, and I'm bigender. Now, the third one is cis, C-I-S. Do you guys have any idea what that is?
Cis, no.
That's followed by, and again, each of these is a separate choice. Cis female, cis male, cis man, cis woman, cisgender female, cisgender male, cisgender man, or cisgender woman. Now, I went and looked up CIS, cis. Here's what it says. It says, you may have heard the word cisgender before. Well, let me stop there and say, no, I have not ever heard it before. And then it goes on to say, but you may not know what it means. Cisgender is a term used to describe people who, for the most part, identify as the gender they were assigned at birth. For example, if a doctor said, it's a boy, when you were born, and you identify as a man, then you could be described as cisgender. In other words, cisgender is used to describe people who are not transgender.
What?
So basically what they're saying is, you got to tell people you're not screwed up, and you're not different, and you're not wired differently or something. So, now see, when I said screwed up, somebody's going to go, oh, you just said gay people are screwed up. No, you're wired differently. Now, it says, so why would we say cisgender instead of non-transgender? Because, it says, referring to cisgender people as non-trans implies that cisgender people are the default and that being trans is abnormal. Whew, I'm getting a headache. Many people who have said transgender people and normal people, but when we say cisgender and transgender, neither is implied as more normal than the other. So let me break this down for you. What they're saying is, heaven forbid that we would ever say anything is not normal. You can't do that anymore. You can't say that something is not normal. So everybody has to be considered normal. Last paragraph. Using the word cisgender is also an educational tool. To simply define people as non-trans implies that only transgender people have a gender identity. But that's not true. Like sexual orientation, race, class, and many other identities, all of us have a gender identity. Yeah, we do. Here's mine. Man. Male. Okay, that's me. Now, let's go on with the list. Agender. Androgen, androgynous, bigender, cis, cis-female, cis-male, cis-man, cis-woman, cisgender, cisgender-female, cisgender-male, cisgender-man, cisgender-woman, male-to-female, or FTM. Two separate things. Don't ask me why. There's female-to-male, and there's FTM. There's gender fluid. That sounds disgusting to me.
Yeah.
Gender fluid.
Ew.
You know what that's, I think that must mean? You're fluid. You could go either way.
Yeah.
There's gender non-conforming. There's gender questioning. You can literally fill in on Facebook, what is your gender? You can put gender questioning, meaning, I don't know what I am. I have no clue. There's gender variant. There's gender queer. That's an actual choice. Gender queer, one word. Intersex, male to female, or MTF, two separate choices. You can choose neither. You can choose Neutroy, N-E-U-T-R-O-I-S. I don't know what that means. What are you?
Neutroy.
Oh, I'm non-binary. You can choose
what?
Other. I know. Stay with me. You'll have a massive headache. You can be pangender, P-A-N-G-E-N-D-E-R. You can be trans, just trans. Or trans female, or trans male, or trans man, or trans person, or trans woman. Or trans with an asterisk. Or trans asterisk female, trans asterisk male, trans, I'm not making this up, trans asterisk man, trans asterisk person, trans asterisk woman. You can be trans feminine, transgender female, transgender male, transgender man, transgender person, transgender woman. You can be trans masculine or transsexual female, or transsexual male, transsexual man, transsexual person, transsexual woman. And last of the 56, you can fill in where it says gender, Two-spirit, T-W-O-S-P-I-R-I-T, which sounds like an American Indian term. Two-spirit.
Two-spirit.
Like three-cloud, two-spirit. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, your 56 gender choices on Facebook. I have never read anything as quite as ridiculous in my life.
I'll bet you they did that just to get people talking and just create something there.
No, I think they did it because we live in a world where we can no longer ever say that anything is odd, that anything is out of the ordinary, anything is not normal. We can't say anything is right or wrong. Anything goes and everything goes, and that's the world we live in. And that's not a statement saying that people shouldn't or couldn't or aren't predisposed to be gay. That's not a statement about that at all. That's a statement about this is a ridiculous time we live in where we have to have a label for everything and we can't make anything unequal to anything else. What a sad state of affairs. And every once in a while, I'm glad that in 30 years I'll be dead. I really am. I can't even imagine what the world's going to be like in 30 years. Now, do you have any idea what most of that stuff is?
No.
Have you ever heard N-E-U-T-R-O-I-S in your life? Neutrois.
No.
I would assume that's French.
No.
I don't know what non-binary is. I don't know what two-spirit is. And I sure don't know what gender fluid is or gender queer. I guess you can't say queer, but you can say gender queer. This is really
gender fluid sounds kind of disgusting.
It sounds like either some kind of semen or lubrication or
hand me the gender fluid out of the drawer. Out of the nightstand.
You know what, honey? I think I'd like to change genders, but first I need to rub on some of that gender fluid. Give me some of that. So there you have it. Those are the 56 choices on Facebook. Good luck to you now trying to figure out what you are. Because apparently I'm cis male or cis man, which means I'm not trans. But did you notice there's not a choice in this whole list of male or female?
Yeah, no, I just went and tried to edit mine. You can do male, female, or custom. And then custom is where all those other 50-something choices come into play.
Oh, so you can do male or female?
Yes.
Ah, well, that's good to know. I was supposed to do one thing, but I can't because I ran out of time, so I'm going to do another thing real quickly. And no, I'm not. You know what? Because I don't have enough. We'll make it up next hour. A couple of things coming up here. We have...
Well, how about the O.J. Simpson news?
Yeah, you know what? And I did make a note of that. Apparently, according to the Inquirer, and you can dump on them all you want to, but the Inquirer has many, many, many times been the first to bring us big, big news that was legit. They say O.J. Is on a hunger strike and he wants to die. Yeah. He's just going to not eat till he dies, and that way his kids can get his money. So we'll talk about that and some other stuff. Please don't go away because we got a lot more for you. It is 4 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.